It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now, what a pleasure to have the voice of the Milwaukee Bucks back on our program. And I love to see the words "Go Bucks" on city buses as they drive by. Don't you love that? Join in with your Bucks predictions, your questions, 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Lisa Byington is the Bucks TV play-by-play announcer on Bally Sports Wisconsin, the TV home of the Bucks. Lisa, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. It's good to be back. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, you know, the Bucks have had a really good start, best start in team history, winning their first eight games. They've since lost a couple of games, but, you know, have the second best record in the NBA. First of all, what is the team doing well this year?
You know, I think it starts with defense, quite honestly. You know, in the offseason, they looked at some defensive challenges that they had the previous year, and maybe in the playoffs. They've adjusted their three-point defense against opponents. And quite frankly, as an example, on Friday when they played Cleveland, you know, they were trailing, Kate, by 16 points and really turned things around in the third quarter. And it all started with their defense, you know, creating turnovers, leading to fast break buckets. And so it might not be, you know, to say defense is the best thing that they're doing right now might not be the sexy answer that everybody likes to hear about. You know, the offense is certainly there. And but I would say at the beginning of the year, probably the offense is trailing the defense a little bit. So as not as sexy of an answer as it is, but defensively, you know, they always say defense wins championships. So so maybe that will be the case by the end of this season.
Well, on defense, I mean, Brooke Lopez is looking healthy and it seems to be having a lot of synergy there with Giannis. Are we looking at some best defense players of the year, perhaps?
Well, you know, he's certainly got his name in the hat, you know, and to take it another level, you know, just the other night, Marcus Johnson on the air had said he felt like Brooke Lopez, not only defensively, but we've seen some offensive outbursts from him as well, that he's playing like an all-star. Mm. But certainly, you know, I mean, he's leading the league in blocks per game. You know, he just had, I think, four last night. The timing of it, you know, he's agile for a 7-footer for sure. And when I talk about some of the defensive adjustments, you know, they're funneling it back to him and he's healthy. And he only played 13 games. Let's not forget last year, you know, he was out with back surgery, came back towards the tail end of the year, but this is the first time, in about 2 years that he's been able to, you know, knock on wood, be able to play a full season. And we certainly see the difference. You know, he's kind of like the safety net, so to speak. You know, everyone has talked about if they get beat by their player, they always know that Brooke has their back, right? he's the last line of defense. So it's been fun to watch that synergy, especially defensively.
How about rebounding? I mean, Bucks top rebounding team in the NBA right now. I just looked at that this morning. How is that serving them?
Well, it gives them, and especially offensive rebounding, it gives them some second opportunities. So, you know, it was about a month ago where Mike Budenholzer, you know, at practice and shoot around was emphasizing to the guys, like, look, you know, we're good shooters and we're good scorers, and that's eventually going to come. But in the meantime, if we're missing shots, let's get that second shot, you know, and let's produce some offense that way. So I think especially it's been, you know, not only on the defensive side, you know, to keep opposing teams off of the boards and keep them from getting second chance opportunities. But on the flip side, I think the important thing is that, you know, really early in the season, the Bucks have done a great job just pursuing the basketball on the offensive side. So offensive rebounding, second chance points has been one of the keys to their success early on.
Bucks have been dominating at home this season as well, but now they're going to hit the road for a bunch of games. How do they replicate their home Pfizer feel on the road? How do they look like that on the road?
Yeah, it, you know, I think it's just a system that they play that should not change whether, you know, you're playing at home or whether you're playing on the road. And the beauty of this is that, you know, these are professionals and they're the second oldest team in the league. So going on the road, no matter where it's going to be, you know, we head over to Madison Square Garden on Wednesday. You know, all those people except for like a Marjon Beauchamp, who's a rookie, has played at the Garden before. So, you know, this is a championship team. Like I said, it's the second oldest team in the league. So going on the road, they're not going to be fazed by something like that.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks' phenomenal start this season with Lisa Byington, the team's play-by-play announcer on Bally Sports Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. So, Lisa, let's talk Giannis. Averaging more than 30 points a game this season, had, you know, led all scorers with 30 points last night. What is it like to be in his orbit?
Well, it certainly is an honor to be able to call his games night in and night out. And the thing that's mind-blowing is that he's averaging a career high. You mentioned that he had 30 last night. He's averaging, you know, 30-plus already. That's a career high for him. And yet he still has so many ways to improve. And that's what's mind-boggling about the whole thing is that, you know, his numbers are explosive. His numbers are still the best in the NBA. And yet he still can do better at the free throw line. He still can do better, you know, and shoot more mid-range and three-point shots. And so, and he knows that. He'd be the first to tell you that. So that's what is mind-blowing and exciting all at the same time about Giannis's game. And Kate, I'll just share with you two favorite Giannis stories that I had from calling the team last year in year number one for me. And it had nothing to do with setting records or anything like that. It was all about who Giannis was. And the first one was New Year's Day, and the Bucks were playing New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis had a triple-double. And on the possession where he got his final assist, that was his 10th assist to get the triple-double, the next time down, he knew he didn't have to pass it up. So he kept the ball to himself. He dribbled up really to kind of like the top of the key, pulled up, hit a three-pointer, and he starts walking back. And, you know, if you could see me right now, and I know your radio audience is not, but, you know, it's like he kind of made like he was flying, right? He had his arms outstretched, and he's kind of doing this wobble back down the court. And it was that five-serve form. So, of course, the crowd's going nuts. And I just said, like, this is his night. This is his year, you know, because it was New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. And what I loved about that, why that is one of my favorite memories, is you because you just saw the joy that he has. He's a multimillionaire, and yet he plays with such joy of still like a 7 or 8 year old Giannis. Mm-hmm. And then my other favorite memory was when he scored 50 points, and it was against the Pacers again at home. And he had 48 points, and he was on the left side of the key, and he did this step back jumper, and it got him to 50. And what he did is he put up five fingers and then made a zero, so 5-0. And it was just so subtle, and he was running back, but he knew right where the camera was. So he put 5-0, like right in front of the camera, and kind of smiled as he's like trotting back. And I just laugh because it just shows his awareness and his IQ. So what I love, as you put it, and being in his orbit, is the joy that he continuously plays. He's one of the hardest workers that I know, and just his IQ and awareness. And beyond everything else, it's obvious on the basketball court. To me, those are some of the things that make him special.
He's also been talking about and grappling with having the spotlight being on Giannis like 24/7. And how do you manage that expectation on the court, that GOAT status? How does that manifest for him in daily life and on the court? How do you see that playing out?
Well, it's something that not, you know, 99% of the population can't relate to, you know. quite honestly, right? I mean, it's in a stratosphere that we can only dream to be about. So that's what makes him special, is when you can perform when the lights are brightest, when all the eyeballs are on you and all the expectations are through the roof. That's what history makers are, and that's who Giannis is. he's a special basketball player who's a history maker with hopefully a lot more history left to come here in Milwaukee.
Short on time, but as we wrap up, do you have any predictions to leave us with? Will the Bucks win another championship this year?
I don't do predictions, Kate, but it is my hope, of course. It is my hope and the hope of the city of Milwaukee that we are celebrating once again with a parade downtown once again. And I will say this. We certainly, like I said, we have the veteran leadership. We have enough championship players on this team. We have, in my eyes, you know, one of the best, if not the best player in the league right now and in the world. And so all the ingredients are there, Kate, for that to happen. We just have to see if it'll play out.
Really quickly, though, any weaknesses that the Bucks need to work out here as they, you know, head into full on in this season?
Yeah, their offense needs to get better.
Okay.
Their offense needs to catch up to their defense. So they have incredible shooters on this team. And I think that's the exciting part, right, is, you know, with illness and injury and stuff, and we haven't really seen a full roster yet. And we haven't really seen the full capability of this offense yet. And so they're the second best record in the Eastern Conference. And so that's the exciting part, is that they haven't played up to their potential yet, especially offensively. So more good things to come.
We'll be watching. Lisa, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kate.
Lisa Byington is the Bucks TV play-by-play announcer on Bally Sports Wisconsin, the TV home of the Bucks. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for The Morning Show, and it is the year-end membership drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jennifer Dargan. Join in and support the programs you rely on all year long with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're just joining us, you might not have heard yet that today is the start of a special two-day Giving Tuesday challenge. A group of generous members will give $25,000 in matching funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs you count on.
It is their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform you, that engage you, and engage the entire state of Wisconsin.
Your participation right now is so important. Be one of the 500 people to meet this challenge before the end of the day tomorrow. Join in the Giving Tuesday celebration right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Ah, what a blast to reconnect with the voice of the Milwaukee Bucks, the play-by-play announcer Lisa Byington. You never know who will show up on the morning show and give us great analysis, great context. You know, these are the kinds of conversations that you count on from the morning show.
And WPR is listener supported, so that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes everything you hear on the morning show every day possible. So here's what you do. Choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
And this member drive, you can provide hunger relief in your area. So ask for a food bank thank you gift when you give $10 a month or more today. And thank you for making a difference for your neighbors and the WPR programs you love at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How often did you turn to Wisconsin Public Radio last year for essential news and quality entertainment?
I have WPR on the app on my phone. I have it on a bookmark on every browser and every computer. And I have it in every radio in my house and, of course, in the car. It's always there.
Every single day.
Every day. Listen in the morning with my daughter on the way to daycare.
Daily. Every day, at least.
WPR is an important part of your life, year-round, and your contribution now is what makes all of the information and inspiration you'll enjoy next year possible. Have an impact. Give now. Here's how.
give@wpr.org or 888-202-2552. I love to hear where WPR goes. It is the year-end member drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jennifer Dargan. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on, and it's why your gift of $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
It does alone, just by itself, that gift. But now, today, you can make a greater impact when you give. $25,000 is going to be released when 500 people, and that's including you, make a gift in support of WPR programs by the end of the day tomorrow.
And a group of generous members have created this Giving Tuesday challenge to inspire your support of the programs that you and your entire community rely on.
Let's meet this challenge. Your gift of any amount right now makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might spend a few dollars a month on a TV streaming or movie subscription service and think about paying for your WPR usage, though, that same way, right? After all, you tune in every day for information and entertainment.
And if you've never given before, start with a gift of $10 or $20 a month. Maybe that's comparable to, you know, what you pay for your Hulu or your Disney Plus subscription. Maybe it's even a better deal. It's easy to set up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And be mindful that our Giving Tuesday challenge is in effect. When 500 people make a gift for WPR by end of day tomorrow, $25,000 from generous members will be secured for the WPR programs you rely on.
And if that's not enough to encourage you, you can provide hunger relief in your area. You can ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts for your donation of $10 or $20 a month. Do it right now. It starts with your contribution. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So Roy and Nina says, no news channel comes close to WPR for fair reporting. So Roy says, I am thankful. Denise and Cudahy says, I've listened every day for 20 years. WPR is listener supported. Your gift is powerful at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support.